This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the move came for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
The vote is part of the legal battle over access to the Robert Mueller Russia report.
There are 24 ayes and 16 noes.
Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says this is an attempt by the executive branch to take power away from Congress and the American people.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says there is no constitutional crisis.
This is simply another interest to defame the attorney general, to lower him in the eyes of the public.
Republicans on the committee say Democrats are not happy with the findings of the Mueller report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions on Iran Wednesday, hours after the Iranian president said he was pulling out of parts of the six-nation nuclear deal. Trump said in an executive order there will be new sanctions on Iranian metal exports, including steel, aluminum, copper, and iron, major sources of revenue for Tehran. The president's action came after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday his country would suspend its compliance with prohibitions on stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water that were imposed as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. Rouhani said if there are no sanctions relieved in the next 60 days, Iran would resume uranium enrichment, that is, at higher levels. President Trump pulled the U.S. from the Iran deal 1 year ago. The United States has reimposed sanctions against Tehran since. This is VOA News.